Thank you for calling BG Concepts, the Bay Area's premium apparel printing company. If you know the 4-digit extension of the person you would like to speak with, you can enter it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. To request a quote or place a new order, press 2. To check the status on an existing order, press 3. For accounting or to make a payment, press 4. For a dial by name directory, press 5.
Please enter the first 3 or 4 letters of the first or last name of the person you are trying to reach. Then press. The following destinations have been identified using the name you have entered.
Anthony Matsuda.
Extension 1003. To be transferred to this destination, press 1.
BG Concepts.
Hey, Tony, this is Steve with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up too much time here, Tony. The whole reason I'm calling is just to follow up with you on something.
Mm-hmm.
I had sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if you had a chance to maybe look that over or even see it.
What company was it for?
It was from Bank of Cardiff. I know it sounds a little weird over the phone. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think of like Cardiff by the Sea or Cardiff, mm-hmm. Wales. Anyways, it was just for some equipment or some capital. I'm just seeing if you guys had any needs now or sometime in the future. It was actually just based off of your borrowing history from Beacon Funding a couple years back. I don't know if that rings a bell or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have some strong lending history with them, so that's where our offer came from. I'm just calling to see if you guys have any, like I said, needs now or sometime in the future, or if any time of the year you guys look to do that.
Yeah, no equipment at the moment, but you guys also offer capital lines, or what other kind of lending do you do?
Yeah, we do capital loans. That's unsecured cash. That's what we do also as well.
Unsecured?
Unsecured, that's correct.
What do you use for the process for that, and what are the funding amounts?
Well, with our working capital, it all depends. It depends on a lot of things. Normally, we can usually lock about 10 to 15% off your top line revenue. So, for instance, what was your gross annual sales last year?
Gross sales?
Yeah.
So, last year, about 1.1.
1.1? Okay. We'll be on track for this year.
About the same. We just moved at the beginning of this year, so we had a little bit of a down at the first quarter.
Oh, yeah?
But we're back on track, and we should at least be able to get back to where we were last year, and then moving forward on 2017 will be a much stronger year.
Oh, right on.
So yeah, we were down probably like for about 3 months the first quarter. Yeah, the whole first quarter this year.
Why is that? Just cause?
Yeah, we had to move. We were out of a building that we were previously in, sold, and they evacuated it. Well, not evacuated, but pretty much kicked everybody out in like 90 days. So we had a pretty desperate situation of up and moving. Yeah, so. Pretty fun stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. So, I mean, with our capital, you know, based off what you just told me right there, you know, we could, you know, free up about 100 to 110,000, mm-hmm. you know, of unsecured cash. And I mean, the whole thing is just what were you looking to do?
Well, what kind of, depending on the type of terms, what type of terms are they, like short term, long term for that kind of lending, or?
Well, with the capital and a first-time user, it's going to be, you know, they're already short-term, but, you know, there's for the first-time customer, it's going to be anywhere from 3 months to 2 years, to be mm-hmm. honest with you.
Okay.
You know, if you build a relationship with us, we can, you know, extend the terms normally. But
got it.
You know, first-time, it's going to be a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anywhere from 3 to 24 months is usually for the first-time customer. So,
got it.
Yeah, what are you looking to do?
Well, we kind of have a program going on right now where we're looking at just raising some working capital to have just for some business development. We want to do expansion here from the new facility we moved into.
Okay.
We've got probably about 1,100 square feet of space that we haven't quite built out just yet, and have some plans to kind of get that moving. And we're looking at some optional lines. And right now we were just kind of lining up some fast lines of credit through do some larger balance credit cards at the moment, just to kind of get that fast and on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have going in process right now. But I was kind of just looking at doing or looking at other options potentially for just another capital source to kind of keep, you know, the cash flow going for a little longer, because the credit cards, we don't want to keep balances on there very long, you know. So just
I was actually gonna say that, you know, I do with business owners all day long, and you know, one of the things they do is you want to use your credit cards, and that's, you know, it's totally understandable, but you don't understand like how much that hurts your credit, especially when you're going over like a 30%, you know, availability, and you keep it on there for a very long time.
Yeah,
you know, it's better to owe people like us money than it is to owe people like that, where it's gonna, you know,
try your credit scores and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, well, it's definitely, when are you looking to do this or like get the money by?
We're kind of looking to do, I just have a lot of things going right now, so we haven't really been looking too aggressively, but kind of called it a good time, so I was just going to ask what you guys have to offer, you know, and so, I mean, I kind of wanted to get everything, because we submitted some applications. We kind of did a program where we're doing multiple card options.
Yep.
Submitted at one time, just to kind of get a larger total sum of credit lines available.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so where I'm thinking like right behind that, you know, before all those applications kind of, you know, hit our credit, you know. So, and that's kind of what I was going to ask about, you know, you said it's unsecured, but do you require, you know, guarantees or credit scores from shareholders, or what's the application process like?
Yeah. So, I mean, our paperwork is very light. The thing with the capital loans, it's not so much of your credit score and all that stuff. I mean, we do take a look at it. I mean, you can't go anywhere and they're not going to take a look at your credit.
Uh-huh.
But the nice thing with us is ours is a soft pull. So we only pull from Experian. So it's not going to be like a hard pull like you do from a nationwide bank where they pull from all three and it's going to kill your credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference with us. It's our capital is more based off of your gross annual sales than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important. And your time in business. Like, how long have you guys been in business for?
About 13 years.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, you're perfect. Yeah, I'm just out of curiosity to give you a little bit, you know, a better, you know, idea of what we can do for you. What would you grade your credit at? Or when's the last time you looked at it?
Right now it's like high. It's like 680, almost right around 7. I think I just checked it. So I mean, the low bureau was like 683. The high one, Experian, was actually at 715. So it's over 700 right now.
Perfect. So you're right above. You're above national average. So that's good. So yeah, I mean, you definitely qualify for, you know, a better term, better program, better all of that stuff. So I mean, it's definitely something you can do. Another nice thing too, the reason I asked you when you were looking to do this was just because we can usually, you know, get you an answer within 24 hours, and if you needed it, you know, funded by, you know, in a couple of days. That's the nice thing with us. You know, we can get you really fast. Unlike, you know, banks where they take about 3 to 6 months, you know, usually to get through the funds, just because they got in trouble back in 2008. I'm sure you remember. So it does take them a little bit longer, but that's where we come in play. So that's really nice with us too. How much were you looking for?
Probably like on the low, about 100 to, and on the high end, maybe about 150.
Okay. Yeah, so you'd be perfect right in that range.
What percentage off of gross sales do you start the?
It's usually 10 to 15%.
10 to 15%.
Yep. So if you're on track for, you know, 1.1 or 1.2. I mean, you're right there in that range. So that's perfect.
And then what kind of rates?
Now the rate thing is going to be a little different. That's, like I said, that's going to be based off of a bunch of different factors. It's really going to be based. We don't have a set rate. What it is, it's just a fixed payback. So you know exactly what you're paying back. So let's say if you took out $100,000, you'd be paying back 105 or like 110. It just depends on what I can qualify you for. That's my job, is to get you the best program that you do qualify for, and then we go from there. That's what I do for you. What was I going to say? Off of that. Now, you know, normally people in the same situation as you, I have seen, you know, really good rates. It just depends on, you know, the health of the business and things like that. When you take out your credit cards, what are you normally getting on rate?
I haven't really seen anything come back yet, and so the ones we're applying for right now are like zero interest intro period, so I'm not really sure exactly what the set rates will be after the intro periods, but
That's kind of gotta be careful with those too. Just
I know they do spike pretty high.
Yeah, huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason I asked that is because, you know, if you had been working with, like, let's just say Wells Fargo for like 13 years, you know, of course you're gonna have a much better rate just because they have all the information. You've been doing business with them, so mm-hmm. you know, you gotta remember these are unsecured loans, so it's a little bit more risky. So, you know, it might be a little bit more expensive, mm-hmm. but you know, if it's worth it, then do it for the business. Like, if you're going to make money off of it, then absolutely do it. I mean, there's, you know, the math is there. That's the nice thing about it.
What are the rate ranges? Just like low end, high end, in terms of like what the money pretty much costs?
Well, let's say if you did $100,000 and it was, you know, a 2-year term or something like that, you know, it goes from, starts at 10 cents on the dollar and goes up from there, I want to say. But you know, if it's 2-year term, it's not really 10%, you know, it's more, you know, the 5 cents on the dollar if it's over a 2-year term. It just depends on what the term is, which is going to determine your rate. It's, you know, like I said, it's a fixed payback, so there isn't really no rate on there. You know exactly how much you're paying back.
Okay. And in terms of, let's see, so it's the payback, the term, the 2 years is the longest. And it's 10 to 15%. So to go to the higher end of the 15%, what would that entail? Is that just a matter of a higher rate? The more you borrow, the more it's going to run in terms of the rate, or is the rate fixed?
Well, yeah,
depending on the term.
Yeah, the rate, like I said, it's just going to be, it's a complete fixed payback rate. So there's no, it's not going to adjust or anything like that. It all depends on the rate. Let's say if you, you know, took out one that was for a year, and it might be, you know, 12%, or not 12%, sorry, just 12 cents on the dollar. But if you took out one that was like, 24 months, but then it's, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, you know, it's a little bit smaller rate, you know, up front, but like you see, but, you know, in the end, it might be a little bit more expensive. Uh-huh. So it's all dependent on exactly what you're paying back.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And so the lines of credit, you know, are they like monthly paybacks, weekly paybacks?
Yes. Yeah. We have monthly, weekly, and daily. Usually for the first-time customers, because we're a relationship-based bank, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, normally it starts with either weekly or daily payments, and then if you stay with us, you know, we want to bring out more money, you know, over the long period of time, then we can usually move up to, the monthly payments. But it's hard to get monthly with unsecured cash. That's the thing. So it's more sort of the daily or the weekly is what I can get you qualified for.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a meeting I'm about to get into right now. Can you send me your contact info, and we can
kind of
look at the programs?
Sure. What's a good email for you?
Send it to Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, mm-hmm. at BG Concepts, BG, B as in boy, G as in girl, concepts.com.
Yeah, I will. I'll send it over to you. And you know, it's really easy, really small paperwork. The cool thing is that we do hold on to the approval for like 90 days. Uh-huh. So even if you were just trying to see what you would get approved for, what I would recommend and what I always recommend is just to either, you know, get the paperwork in. I can see what we can get you approved for. Don't take it right away. And if you want to take it right away, you can. But the offer will stand for 90 days. So that means if you see other places that you want to go or something like that, then, you know, or if you're waiting for a certain time to actually pull the trigger, at least I have all the information ready. You already have the approval, and you're good to go. You know what I mean?
And would that be with a credit pull or not a credit pull yet?
Well, it depends. It's whatever you want me to do. Like, if you just want to get me the paperwork back, and that way at least I have it, and then when you're ready for me to do the credit pull, you just be like, hey, I'm ready to go, then I can do it. But I can't get you an approval until I do that, the pull of it.
Got it. And would you be able to do it off our own Experian accounts? Because we have Experian credit accounts. Is it possible to pretty much?
I wish we could, but we can't do that. We have to pull it our own.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. To get an actual
sure
approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, you know, it's a soft pull. It's not going to hit your credit as hard as, you know, as other people hit it.
Mm-hmm. How about, see, what was the question I had for that? It's kind of went out of my mind right now. I had a couple questions lined up when I'm thinking about it. I always hit all the same mandatories with all the financers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I think of it, I'll send it back to you in the email.
Yeah.
Oh, doc-wise, what else do you require besides like an application process?
Yeah, so
tax returns, anything else like that?
Yep, it'll all be in the email sent. But just to go over it, it will be, you know, the application, the tax return, and 6 months of bank statements.
Got it.
Of your most recent ones, anyways.
Okay.
And you guys don't do any kind of credit cards, do you?
We do.
Or do you? Okay.
We do. We process that way too.
Oh, perfect. So then I would highly recommend getting me just 4 months of your merchant statements, mm-hmm. because you'll actually qualify for, you know, more programs, which would be awesome.
So you do like a cash merchant cash advance? Is that one of the programs?
It's kind of like that. It's more of like, depending like how much are off of your merchant sales, we can base it off of, you know, our programs off of that. It's kind of confused. I don't really understand it a whole lot, but I do know that with merchant statements and things like that, we can get you a little bit better programs.
Got it. Okay, cool. I'll keep an eye out for that email, and then we can go from there.
Cool. Follow up with you Wednesday or tomorrow?
Yeah, it works. Yeah, it works.
Cool.
Tomorrow's good.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good, Anthony. Appreciate your time, man.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye.